Here, so I'd like to introduce a colleague of mine, Mike Kahn, and he'll be talking about this evapotranspiration.
Okay, good afternoon. Let's see, how do you go forward here? So where Scott is burning up in the Central Valley, I'm on the coast where it's a lot cooler. And on the Central Coast, it's often referred to as the salad bowl of the United States. Because we produce just about everything you would find in the salad, but what we produce the most of is probably lettuce. And California, if you don't realize it, produces about 74% of all the lettuce production in the U.S. And from about March to November, all the lettuce is really coming from the Salinas Valley region. So if you had a salad today, it's probably from where I work. But, you know, irrigating all these vegetables, which like lots of water, has impacted the main water supply we have on the Central Coast, which is the groundwater. And over time, the groundwater levels have dropped, and we've got seawater intruding into our aquifers. And once you get that seawater in there, you can't get it out, so you're losing your water resource there. The growers are also under a lot of pressure to reduce the use of nitrogen fertilizer. They have stiff water quality regulations now in the Salinas Valley, and that's because about 30% of the wells there are impacted by nitrate above the drinking water standard. So a lot of the rural wells have this issue with high nitrate levels. So growers now have to annually report how much fertilizer they're putting on their fields, and they need to show over time they're reducing the amount of nitrogen fertilizer they're using. So one tool growers on the Central Coast could use to do better water management, reduce the pumping, reduce the potential for nitrate leaching, is use this system called the CIMIS, the California Irrigation Management and Information System. So this is about 145 weather stations in all the growing regions of California that provides a reference ET number for the growers, and they can get this number right online. However, on the Central Coast, with all these vegetables, growers greatly underutilize this tool. The principal reason is, although you get a reference ET number, you need to know what the crop coefficient number is. Now, you take lettuce. First 30 days, there's hardly any canopy there, and then it rapidly increases. So transpiration quickly increases. Not only that, we start these crops with overhead sprinklers, so you're wetting all the soil surface. So every time you irrigate, your crop coefficient spikes up because you have evaporation from the soil. So over time, the crop coefficients pattern looks like this. And really, a grower would have to calculate a daily crop coefficient depending on when they irrigate and the stage of the crop development. Now, once you have a good ET number, crop ET number, there's other information that you need to turn it into an actionable irrigation schedule. So the irrigation interval is going to depend on the water holding capacity of the soil and what the rooting depth is at that stage of the crop development. And the time you need to irrigate is going to depend on the application rate of the irrigation system, the uniformity. You need to factor that in. And if you have salt in your water, you have to put in a leaching fraction. So as you can imagine, our growers are very busy people. They don't like calculating all this. And so that's why in 2011, we launched this online application decision support tool called CropManage that provides quick calculations on the right amount of water we hope to apply, as well as a component for nitrogen management. And I'm going to emphasize the water management aspects today, but we do have a poster, 305, that talks overall about how CropManage works. Now, I didn't want to just release this tool and not validate it. So commodity by commodity that we've included in CropManage, we're doing trials to verify that it really gives the right recommendations. And beyond lettuce, Andre Biscaro is going to talk on Thursday about celery. We have a project in Hawaii looking at cabbage. So commodity by commodity, we're trying to validate it and make adjustments in the algorithms of this tool. So the objective of this trial was really to, you know, evaluate whether an ET-based approach optimizes water use in romaine lettuce. So if you're not familiar with romaine lettuce, that's the dark green lettuce you often see in your salads. And so really the question we're asking is, can an ET-based scheduling determine the minimum amount of water we need to apply to maximize yield and quality of romaine lettuce? So we're fortunate to have USDARS farm work with us in running these replicated trials. In the soil, there's a sandy loam. We seeded romaine lettuce in two rows on 1 meter wide beds and then germinated up with sprinklers to start. So we put about 70 millimeters on to establish the crop in 2015 and about 80 in 2016. Now, the drip irrigation treatments, we used surface drip, and we applied 50%, 75, 100, and 150% of the recommended water based on ET under the guidance of Crop Manage. And it was a randomized complete block design with six replications, and we had large plots, 6 meters by 41, so we could do commercial harvesting. So there's a view of how we got the treatment supplied using this manifold. And in 2015, you can see the amount of water we applied for the drip treatments. And you see in 2016, we used more water. And that's really the good part of using ET for doing your recommendation. When the weather's hotter, humidity's lower, or it's windier, it makes adjustments for that. You can also see the difference between the 75% and 100% treatment. It's not a lot of water. It's about 25 to 30 millimeters of water, about an inch, you know, between 100% and a 75. And we included the 150% treatment just to see, you know, putting on extra water, does it really help? If you look at the total amount of water in the 150% treatment, and compare that to what growers typically apply, even the 150% is less water than what a lot of our growers are applying. They're doing somewhere between 175 to 225% of crop ET. So this is the lettuce at maturity, and you can just take a view of what the 150% versus the 100% treatment looks like. Really couldn't tell a size difference out there. A little bit difference in color, where the 150 was a little lighter in color. And you look at 100% versus the 75, and when you get to maturity, you see it's slightly smaller lettuce out there. And that was reflected in the carton yield data, where 100% got us to maximum yield. Applying extra water didn't increase the yield. But just cutting back by an inch, we lost a significant amount of yield in that 75%, and when we cut back into our 50%, we really had poor yields. We worked with Fresh Express to develop yield numbers with what's called cored product. This is the bagged lettuce that you see. They core the lettuce and chop it. So that's how they make that yield measurement. And it's the same story here, where we maximized our yield with the 100%, but 75%, we lost a little in our yield. If you put on more water, you did not increase your yield. And it was consistent with both years. Now, we did calculate our water use efficiency, looking at our fresh yield versus how much water we apply. And you can see, you know, the 100% treatment maximized our water use efficiency. So it's really showing our algorithms are working very well. We also looked at nitrogen fertilizer use efficiency. So in 2015, we used less nitrogen fertilizer than in 2016 because there was more residual nitrogen in the soil as when we planted that crop. But in both cases, both years, the 100% treatment maximized our nitrogen use efficiency. If we overapplied the water, as you would expect, you would leach out some of that nitrogen, and that was the case in 2016, so we lost a little bit of our nitrogen use efficiency with overapplying. But what a lot of people don't think about is if you underapply the water, then the crop doesn't grow as vigorously, it doesn't take up the nitrogen fertilizer also. And that nitrogen that you leave behind is vulnerable to leaching when you pre-irrigate the next crop. So we also evaluated a few other parameters like leaf number per head, circumference of the head, the core height, and the shelf life of the product. To make a long story short, you know, the 100%, 150% were very similar. The shelf life of the 75% and 50% product did not pass the quality. They hold it for 2 weeks, and it didn't make shelf life quality. So to conclude, applying, 100% of crop ET, we demonstrate you can maximize the carton and cord or chop product yield, as well as maximize water and end-use efficiency in romaine lettuce. And I think 2 years of these trials have demonstrated that the Crop Manage app is a reliable tool for optimizing irrigation water in romaine lettuce. And I think there's a lot of potential for growers to use this tool to significantly reduce their water use and nitrate leaching losses using this ET-based scheduling tool. And I just wanted to emphasize, efficient nitrogen management really is predicated on efficient water management. If you underapply or overapply, you're not going to use your nitrogen fertilizer as efficiently. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions. Yes? Yes, we broke that up into four applications. No, the same, we kept nitrogen constant for all the treatments. The only difference was year to year, and we based that on, what was the soil nitrate there, level there? Yes. Yeah, sorry. Can the Crop Manage tool be used in other areas of the country? Yeah, we're working on that. We have now a project in Hawaii, so it's a possibility. I know there's several different tools out there now in the U.S., but it is web-based, so as long as we can get the weather data in from your state, there's a possibility to do that. Yes? Well, currently we have the cold crops, so we have broccoli, we have cauliflower, cabbage, we have celery, we have strawberries. Now we are working on caneberries, peppers, and alfalfa. It's going to be another one, and then we're working with tree crops. And it's not like I'm doing this. We have different collaborators are interested in utilizing this framework to just be able to extend their research. Yes, the fertilizer was consistent over all the water treatments. Is that your question?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was exactly the same. So, 135 kilograms per hectare was across the 50, the 75, the 100, and that's how we, calculated that end use efficiency.
Three,
Yeah, so this is totally free for the growers to use. It's been funded, you know, by different sources, and I should acknowledge that. We're going into a phase where we're going to let the programming company that's been working with us actually manage it. And so there is going to be some need for, revenue, a low revenue stream to pay for it. But what they're talking about is maybe $1 an acre for the growers in the future. It's just so we have enough money to keep up with the technology, because, as you know, the problem with this is computer technology and the programming languages are always evolving. And keeping up with that is really hard without a little revenue stream. All right, thank you.